Well, let's take a look at high school volleyball play first on Saturday. Saturday tournament action saw the Tri-Center tournament held. It was Red Oak over Fremont Mills in two straight games. Tri-Center beat Westwood and Fremont Mills in two-game sweeps. Red Oak down Lawton Bronson 2-0. Tri-Center 2-1 over Red Oak. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 2-1. Tri-Center a 2-game sweep over Stanton. Lawton Bronson beat Fremont Mills 2-1. Red Oak 2 in a row over Westwood and over Stanton. Westwood beat Fremont Mills 2-1 and Tri-Center over Lawton Bronson in two straight on Saturday. Also in the Newton tournament, Harlan finished as the runner-up in that tourney, winning all three of their matches in two-game sweeps over Ottumwa, Carlisle, and Pella in pool play. Then they defeated Boone 2-1 in the semifinals before falling 2-1 to Pella in the championship match. Also, the Thomas Jefferson tournament on Saturday in pool play, St. Albert beat both Siouxland Christian and Thomas Jefferson, and TJ beat Siouxland Christian in the orange pool. In the black pool, it was Missouri Valley beating both Exira EHK and Heartland Christian, Exira EHK downing Heartland Christian. In the white pool, Shenandoah beat Abraham Lincoln and Denison in two-game sweeps. Abe Lincoln beat Denison 2-1. They repooled them for the finals, and in the gold pool, the championship went to St. Albert as they won both of their matches over Shenandoah and Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley also beat Shenandoah in pool play. In the silver pool, the championship of that pool went to Thomas Jefferson, who beat both Abraham Lincoln and Exira EHK. Abe Lincoln downed Exira EHK as well. In the bronze pool, it was Siouxland Christian winning with a couple of wins over Denison and Heartland Christian. Denison also downed Heartland Christian in pool play there. Well, the Major League Baseball season, regular season, came to an end yesterday as Aaron Wilkerson took a perfect game into the sixth inning. Brett Phillips hit a three-run homer, and the Milwaukee Brewers closed out their near-miss of a season with a 6-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. Jesus Aguiar added a two-run homer in the eighth for the Brewers, who finished 86-76. That's 13 games ahead of last year's pace. They were in first place or tied for the top spot of the National League Central for 65 days, but ultimately they were eliminated from wildcard contention with a loss on Saturday. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, San Francisco beat San Diego 5-4, Philadelphia over the New York Mets 11-0. Pittsburgh beat Washington 11-8, the Dodgers over Colorado 6-3, Atlanta beat Miami 8-5, Cincinnati over Chicago 3-1. Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, and Alcides Escobar tipped their caps and likely said goodbye to Kansas City's fans. And then the playoff-bound Arizona Diamondbacks ended the regular season with a 14-2 win over the Royals. The foursome joined the Royals in 2011 and helped to key the team's run into consecutive World Series, including a championship in 2015. Manager Ned Yost pulled the group together with one out in the fifth inning. In American League play yesterday, Toronto beat New York 2-1, Oakland over Texas 5-2, Houston beat Boston 4-3, the Angels over Seattle 6-2, Minnesota down Detroit 5-1, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 6-0, and Cleveland beat the White Sox 3-1. Next up will be the two wild card games in both the American and National Leagues. Also in baseball news, Nationals right-hander Max Scherzer says an MRI exam on his right hamstring shows he just tweaked it and did not strain the muscle. Scherzer said Sunday that he doesn't think the leg issue is a big deal and he is able to run. The two-time Cy Young Award winner last season left his last regular season start in the fourth inning Saturday night after feeling something in his hamstring on a changeup. Scherzer says it's too soon to say whether he'd be available to pitch in Friday's Game 1 of the National League Division Series against the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Well, Alabama still owns a sizable lead in the Associated Press College football poll following Saturday's 66-3 rout of Mississippi. The Crimson Tide claimed 44 of 61 first-place votes, while second-ranked Clemson picked up the remaining 17. Third-ranked Oklahoma is followed by Penn State, with Georgia climbing two spots to fifth. Washington, Michigan, TCU, Wisconsin, and Ohio State round out the top 10. Southern Cal slipped nine spots to 14th following its loss to Washington State as they moved up five slots to number 11. North Carolina State and Central Florida cracked the poll, taking the last two spots this week. In the NFL yesterday, New Orleans beat Miami 20-0, Cincinnati over Cleveland 31-7, Buffalo beat Atlanta 23-17, Pittsburgh over Baltimore 26-9, Detroit beat Minnesota 14-7, the New York Jets over Jacksonville in overtime 23-20, Houston over Tennessee 57-14, the LA Rams beat Dallas 35-30, Carolina over New England 33-30, Arizona topping San Francisco in overtime 18-15. Philadelphia beat the LA Chargers 26-24. Tampa Bay over the New York Giants 25-23. Denver beat Oakland 16-10. Seattle over Indianapolis 46-18. One more game this week, and that's tonight as Washington plays Kansas City. Redskins and the Chiefs will have it for you live tonight here on the radio. 6 o'clock is pregame. 7:30 is kickoff from Arrowhead. The United States has won the President's Cup for the 7th straight time, thanks mainly to the Americans' performances over the first 3 days. Needing just 1 point on Sunday, the U.S. picked up 4.5 and clinched the cup when Daniel Berger went 3-up with 3 to play against Siwoo Kim. The Americans have a 10-1-1 record in the President's Cup. The international team took 7.5 of the 12 points in Sunday's singles matches, but the Americans rolled out of bed with a 14.5-3.5 lead to start the day. And a racing, Kyle Busch took the lead with 2 laps left to win Sunday's NASCAR Cup playoff race at Dover International Speedway. Busch won for the 4th time this year and is hot at the right time as NASCAR's playoffs head into the 2nd round. Chase Elliott led 138 laps and seemed poised to break through and reach victory lane for the first time in 70 career starts. Elliott finished 2nd, followed by 11-time Dover winner Jimmy Johnson, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Larson. Ryan Newman, Austin Dillon, Daytona 500 champion Kurt Busch, and Brickyard 400 winner Casey Kane were eliminated as the playoff field was cut from 16 down to 12. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.